迎接十年一遇的存债良机，富养自己不是梦。中信优息投资级债00948B， 甜甜价十元入手，还有平准金及月配息，小资也能轻松跟对。00948B， 投资就是发。5月22到5月28号飞跃募集，一同债线王者新高度。投资一定有风险，基金投资有赚有赔，申购前应详阅公开说明书。
Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TAIEX opened up 159 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,382 on turnover of 4.99 billion NT. The TAIEX fell sharply on Thursday, led by the bellwether electronics sector, following a sell-off triggered by heavy losses suffered by tech stocks on Wall Street overnight. Investor sentiment also turned cautious amid concerns the U.S. Federal Reserve will continue to delay the timing of a rate cut cycle due to stubborn inflation. Deputy Legislative Speaker Johnny Jung says he will lead a delegation of lawmakers and officials from the Ministry of Health to Geneva later this month to push for Taiwan's inclusion in the World Health Organization. According to Jung, the delegation plans to hold meetings on the sidelines of the World Health Assembly to let the world know that Taiwan's bid to join the global health body is a consensus among all Taiwanese, regardless of political affiliation. Speaking to reporters, Zhang argued that the United Nations General Assembly Resolution 2758 does not affect the international legal status of the ROC, and Taiwan should have the right to participate in the UN and its affiliated bodies. The Deputy Legislative Speaker also stressed his full support for Taiwan's efforts to seek meaningful participation in UN specialized agencies, saying he believes Taiwan should have active participation within the international community. In international news, U.S. President Joe Biden says order must prevail on college campuses as unrest engulfs universities across the United States. Police have arrested more than 1,000 people after pro-Palestinian protests and Gaza solidarity encampments took hold at major schools nationwide, with students and staff demanding a boycott of companies or individuals with ties to Israel. Benji Heyer reports.
There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law.
In the president's first formal White House remarks since the wave of demonstrations swept across the country, he grappled with what he called two American principles, the right to free speech and the rule of law. Both, he said, must be upheld. The protest must be peaceful. No vandalism, no trespassing, no breaking windows, no shutting down campuses, no forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. All scenes which have partly epitomised the protests this past week. He went on, "This isn't a moment for politics, it's a moment for clarity," he says. "There is no place for anti-Semitism, no place for any racism or discrimination." Then, when asked whether the anti-Israel protest movement has forced him to reconsider his policies towards the Middle East, Joe Biden responded, "No." Benji Haya, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has unveiled an international framework for regulation and use of generative AI. Kishida says some 49 countries and regions have signed up to the voluntary framework called the Hiroshima AI Process Friends Group. He says they will work on implementing principles and code of conduct to address the risk of generative AI and will promote cooperation to ensure that people all over the world can benefit from the use of safe, secure, and trustworthy AI. When Japan chaired the group of seven leading industrialized nations last year, it launched a Hiroshima AI process to draw up international guiding principles and a code of conduct for AI developers. The voluntary framework is aimed at helping to implement the principles and code of conduct to address the risks of generative AI. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again next week for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.